always in the beginning of a conflict, try to focus on your part of that conflict and take responsibility for that, because you could be defensive or accusing or blaming or self-centered in all of this.
I think a lot of what you're saying about taking responsibility are expectations.
Yeah.
We go into a relationship or even a conversation and our expectations are so far off, that's when we get offended.
And that's why we need to talk. That's why that's so important. But the other side of that is a lot of times we don't take responsibility because we want to blame and it's a pride issue for us. Mm. Proverbs 13:10 says, pride only leads to arguments. It's right there.
It's a pride issue.
Pride only leads to arguments. Right. This is one of my favorite quotes from C.S. Lewis, where he said, pride is a spiritual cancer. It eats up the very possibility of love, contentment, or even common sense. Mm. Pride is what stops us a lot of times from taking responsibility of our part. Now, that doesn't mean you're saying that the other person didn't have an issue. And here's another thing. Rick Warren is so wise in this area. He says there are 7 words that will change the conversation if you say them. And this is part of taking responsibility. Mm-hmm. He said those 7 words are, I'm sorry, I was only thinking about myself. Oh, isn't that good?
That's tough, yes.
Mm-hmm. That's a game changer if you say that at some point of conflict.
So we take responsibility and know our part. And then
we have to listen to each other, really listen and try to understand the perspective of the other person. And a lot of times there's this tendency to be thinking about what you want to say and you're really not listening to the person.
Right.
And I love it because God knew this about us and he gave us 2 ears and 1 mouth.
And 1 mouth, right?
Yeah. We had to have double the listening capacity because it's so easy for us to get in the middle of this and be right about this and not listening.
Right. And we've made it this far. We've worked our way through this entire process, but now we need to actually address the issue.
And we have to follow Ephesians 14 in the way we do this. And what that says is speak the truth in love. We have to identify the problem, not criticize the person or blame the person. We need to do it in a way that isn't harsh. And there's all kinds of research that shows if you start with a harsh statement like, you make me so mad or I'm so upset, that's not speaking the truth in love. Because Proverbs 15:1 says, a soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. Reminding ourselves that there is the power of life and death in the tongue. We can either build up people or we can tear them down.
And then you have to get to the solution.
We do. And the goal isn't to change the other person. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing I always have to remind people of. We're trying to come up with a solution. Offer a new idea, a new way, try something else. And if you get to the point where you can't even agree, then agree to disagree.
Agree to disagree, right. And then let's go eat ice cream.
Yeah. That always helps.